So what does it say? It's Parsha starts off, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu li truma, Me'eis kol ish, Asher yidvenu libo, Tikhu es trumasi. So the Pasuk is everybody deals with this. Everybody deals with Daber el Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu li truma. Right? And everybody asks, it shouldn't be V'yikhu, it should be V'yitnu. Yitnu li truma. Rashi says yikhu li truma li l'shmi. Does that solve the problem? I don't know. He's more dealing with the li,
right.
Not really on the yitnu, yikhu. Right. Others say that the idea is v'yikhu li, that through your giving to Hashem, so Hashem comes closer to you, etc. I wanted to do it, I think, by way of the Malbim discusses the idea of why it says v'yikhu not v'yitnu.
The Magid has a way to show all this. He says that if a tax collector comes to collect his tax from somebody, so they haven't finished this purpose until the money reaches the treasury of the king. But the only thing that Roshan was interested in is the Kavanah's alive. So the moment the guy gave it over, the purpose was already accomplished, even if the materials didn't necessarily make it all the way back to where they were supposed to go.
Uh-huh. And so
because he says Maisa Lakicha was basically the Gemara, where you did the Gemara Maisa for us, so far as
uh-huh. The fact is you took your Ratzon. Where you took the object
and gave it over to the gizmer. So even though it may not have actually made it all the way back to the umnin, but he holds us in perfect accomplishment.
Okay. Alright. Want to approach this, I think we'll get a lot of mileage out of it, Mitzvashem. By way of several Sfasemises on the Medrash. So the first citation you got there on page 1 is the Medrash. Equally.
Did you
mention
the
great one?
Tell me about it.
Truma. Okay? Can we all focus here? To the best of our abilities, given the tools we've received from the Rabbanu Shalom. Equally Truma. So says the Medrash. It says, Kilekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Torasi Al Ta'azovu. The pasuk that, from Mishle. Kilekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Torasi Al Ta'azovu. Es amekach shenasati lachem, right? This is the mekach that I gave you. You know, that itself is almost a self-contradiction. Mekach is what he calls something that one acquires. A mekach, right? Or purchase, actually, right? Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. In other words, the mekach is a purchase and the sin is a matana, right? Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. So now the Medrash doesn't address directly right now this idea of how it is that there is both a lakicha and an asina here as well. But okay, let's see. It says yesh lecha adam shelokeach mekach yesh bo zav ve'im bo kesef. A person buys something. It's be gold or it's silver, not both, right? What do you call it? Yesh bo zav, ein bo kesef. Yesh bo kesef, ein bo zav. If it's one, it's the one. If it's the other, it's the other. But not both. Avla mekach shenasati lachem, yesh bo kesef. In other words, like let's say if you buy something specific, it's true, you could buy a piece of jewelry that's got both gold and silver in it. But if you buy one thing that's specific, so you bought that. You didn't buy something else. In other words, you can't acquire something that you didn't purchase. I walk into the store. I'd like a piece of gold jewelry. They bring in a piece of gold jewelry. You buy it. So you don't expect when you come home that there's going to be gold and silver there. It's going to be gold. That's what you paid for. That's what you acquired. That's what you purchased. So it's also with silver. Right? So it's also with silver.
God forbid it should be silver. You got cheated.
Okay. That's true. Well, maybe there's additional silver there. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Or if let's say you put in to purchase something of silver. So you looked it over. You checked it. It's all made out of silver. You don't expect when you come home there's going to be gold there also. This is what you bought of silver. What you the purchase was this is what you acquired. Okay, no, that's important. In other words, really quick, because otherwise it does not make any sense. Of course you could buy something with gold and silver in it, right? Avalam mekach shenasati lechem yesh bo kesef, shenemar, moros Hashem, moros tehoros, kesef tzoruf. The words of Hashem, the sayings of Hashem are considered like pure silver. Yesh bo zav. Shenemar nechmadim mizav mipazrav. So Torah is compared to both silver and zav. Silver and gold.
But it's supposed to be gold, right?
Both. The words of Hashem are like pure silver. That's in Tilim Yud Beis. And then in Tilim Yud Tes, we said the words of Torah are more precious than gold. And all the world's, gold, etc. Pazrav, much gold. Okay? So the Torah is both. So what does that mean? Again, if it's referring to the fact that you go into the store and you buy two things, or you buy something that's made out of both, it's got two qualities to it, so of course you can purchase two things, but we said that's not the case. We're talking about where you purchase one thing,
and
you wind up with much more than what you would call what you thought. Right? In other words, you purchase, it can't be talking about where you went into the store, right, and said, I want something made of gold and silver. In other words, the Medrash is telling us that Torah has got qualities like gold and qualities of silver. Qualities of gold and qualities of silver. So what does that mean? What does that mean? If it's got gold and silver, so of course you can go into a store and say, I want something that's got both gold and silver in it. So it can't be talking about when you went to the store, I have something with gold and silver in it. I go into the store, and I buy one thing that's specific, and yet I get two. All of a sudden, I got two. There are two qualities in it, two qualities that I didn't pay for. I paid for one thing, and I got two things.
You got an extra,
right? Take a look on page 2. Page 2. Okay. Sasemes Tafresh Lamed Gimel. In the Dibra Maskil, the second paragraph, you see what it says, Sasemes Tafresh Lamed Gimel? It's the second big paragraph, but. No, in the. No, Bemedrash. Oh, right, the second paragraph there, where it says Bemedrash, right? Bidyuk. Bemedrash. Right? Yesh bo zav, ein bo kesef. Ve'eno muvan, says the Sasemes. Kiyuchol adam likach kesef v'zav v'sada v'kerem. The Medrash goes on, says, when you buy one thing, you've got a sada, another thing's got a kerem, right? You buy one thing, you bought a sada, you don't get wind up with a sada, you don't wind up with a kerem also. Or you buy a kerem, you don't wind up with a kerem and a sada, right? And as the Medrash goes on, talks about both of those qualities also. It talks about zav and kesef, talks about sada and kerem, etc. Avla perush, ki bagufa zav. So he's asking a question. That's the question. What was it talking about? Of course you can purchase two, make a double purchase. Avla perush ki beguf hazav ein kesef. In the guf hazav, in the zav itself, there's no kesef. It's zav. There's no kesef. It's not alchemy, right? And so too in the kesef, there's no zav. But not so the Torah. The mekach that I've given to you has got everything in it through one point. V'hul ha'gid la'adam shli'israchek ayidei she'mevin she'in ma'asav magiyam Hashem Yisbarach. A person can become distanced from Hashem. Why? Because he feels, well, I'm shlak. I can't recall, my actions are not going to recall, not going to reach Hashem. Right? Rak l'hamin ki Hashem Yisbarach memalek ko almin. A person has to understand, he has to believe that Hashem fills all the worlds. There is nothing else other than the Ratzon Hashem everywhere. The Chol Ratzon Emes Shish B'Chol Ish Yisrael Magia Elav Mamish. And every Ratzon Shel Emes that a person has, that touches Hashem, it reaches Hashem, because Hashem is everywhere. Hashem fills everything. And through that, once your Ratzon, your will, right? I want it. I want it. I want to do what I call the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon, the will to do it, automatically connects you to Hashem who fills all the worlds, which gives you everything. Which gives you the connection to everything. Because once you're connected to Him, you're connected to everything. So even though you may have, as it were, invested in Kesef, right? You may have invested in Kesef, but Lamaisi, you'll get Kesef and Zahav. Kesef and Zahav. I dare say, and I think this idea will become clear, even though he doesn't mention this per se, that with regard to Kesef and Zahav, right? Kesef and Zahav, Kesef is what a person is kosef, what a person desires, what he wants, right? What he wants. Zahav is Zehav. Give this to me. That's the goal. Kesef is like you, a process, and Zahav is the object. Give me the object. That's why we call Kesef Kone Es HaZahav. The Zahav becomes the thing that you buy. That's the accomplishment. And the Kesef is the yearning, the Kosef, what the person is yearning for. So you can, so with the Medrash Kilu is telling us, a person can invest in Zahav, right? In and we'll see what that means hopefully soon. He can invest in Zahav, and he gets a greater connection to Kesef as well. And a person can invest in Kesef and get, as it were, more Zahav as well. In other words, there are different aspects. We'll see in the Sfas Emes as this comes out in different ways. In a person's Avodas Hashem, Sometimes there is the yearning, the struggle, etc., and that's where the focus of a person's avodas Hashem, the yearning, the struggle, the ratzon, the kosef, the kesef, right? And there's sometimes, in a person's avodas Hashem, where a person is experiencing the avodas Hashem connection, the fruits, as it were. The joy of being connected. In every person's life, there are the parts of kesef, the yearning, the struggle, and then there is the proper relationship to when a person receives fruits, and to enjoy those fruits, properly, to use them properly, right? Use them properly. The fruits of a person's struggle. Okay?
That's the goal.
He doesn't say that. That's what I'm saying. But I think that's what comes out. I think that's what comes out. Va'adoni avi skeni mori v'rabi zal pirish al tazovu es amekach shenasati lochem daika. Right? Bitzmeduyak. The mekach, right? Mekach is purchase. Right? Nasati is matana, is gift. The mekach I gave you. Right? Liskor Odom ki amekach Hashem Yisbarach v'gam lekichas Odom lekayim a mitzvah gam kein rak Hashem Yisbarach. Person has to realize that even the lekicha is a matana. In other words, what's the lekicha? Lekicha is I as it were, I want to purchase my connection to Hashem. I want to give over my ratzon to Hashem. I'm exchanging it. My kesef,
my kesef, my yearning, right? That's what I'm taking. I'm taking it and directing it as opposed to what most people's yearning is directed to, which is all of the airway that fills the world around us. So I take that and that's what I'm giving to purchase. But I should know, right, to purchase my connection to Hashem. But I should know that even that is from Him. Even that is from Him. That's also a matana. It's not like I don't need siyata d'shmaya even to be kosev, even to want the right thing. There's a very fine point. Again, this is really cool. This is a point that we really can't define. There's an almost untouchable point here of between bechira and what do you call it, and yediyas Hashem, that everything is known by Hashem, and yet I have free will. It's a point, and you can't really define the point, right? The point is, it's imaginary, as it were, but it is. So what do you call it? So even my lakicha, I've got to know, is a matana. So in that sense, already the Chiddush HaRim has addressed. He's addressed the little bit of the yikhu li. In other words, the lakicha is my rotzon, but as the Medrash says, right, ki lekach tov nasati lechem, lekachum nasati lechem, even lakicha is a matana. Even lakicha is a gift from Hashem. There's also siyata d'shmaya involved in even when you're being lokeach, your rutzon. Okay, fine. So go back to the Medrash now. Medrash on page 1. So that was yesh bo zov, ein bo kesef. Yesh bo kesef, ein bo zov. Avla mekach shenasati lachem, yesh bo kesef, shenemar. Right, we already said that, right? And everybody called him the zov, find the whole story. Yesh adam lokeach sados, avalo krumim. Krumim velo sados. Krumim are vineyards. Avla mekach haze, yesh bo sados, yesh bo krumim. It's got both. Shenemar shlachecha, pardes rimonim. Shlachecha implies a base hashlachim, right, which is a field. And we call it and pardes rimonim, even though it doesn't talk about a vineyard, but it's what we call it, you know, the orchards, etc. The what we call it, the delights. Perhaps you could say here also as well a different aspect of the idea of the sada, the field. That's the meat and potatoes. Yeah, the meat and potatoes of Torah, let's say. Meat and potatoes, let's say, sada in life. You need a field in order to grow, to go bread, to staff a life. Right? The mate lechem. You need bread. The pardes, the orchard, or the krumim, certainly, the wine, that's more of the joy of life. The joy of life, the what do you call it? It's not something which is necessary for subsistence, but for existence.
The field is the struggle?
The field, no, I'm not saying it's the same thing again. I'm saying that in what do you call it, before the kesef and the zav, right, there is the struggle and then there is the reward. In what do you call it, in the sada and the kerem, so you could say, right, again, this is what do you call it, this is more drash oriented, etc. But the question is why they choose these examples. The sada is what you need for subsistence, you need it for existence. And the kerem, right, the kerem is what do you call it, is the joy, is the excitement. In other words, the sada might be the plugging away at doing the mitzvos, you know, to do it right, right? That's the meat and potatoes. And then the excitement that a person derives, etc., that's more of the kerem. The kerem, the joy, the excitement, the you know, the simcha. There are both aspects to a person's avodas Hashem. A person's gotta plug away, right? Even when it's, you know, it's not so easy, he's gotta plug away and do the mitzvah right, avoid the aver, be medaktik in the halacha, mitzad echad, mitzad sheni. There's the excitement, the joy that also comes along with it. That's the kerem. So once again, in the Torah, when a person gives his ratzon over to the Rabbonu Shalom, he's zochet to both sada and kerem. when you invest in the mitzvah, that in turn you wind up also with the joy, and when you relate to the joy of your connection to Hashem, it gives you a further koach, as it were, to plug away at mitzvahs at other times as well. That's what, my suggestion. Again, I don't think he doesn't say that, but whatever. That's the medrash. Ishka adam lekeach mekach, ubnei adam einam yodim mahu. A person buys something, but no one knows necessarily what he purchased. Because it's not, it isn't intrinsically known through your purchase of the object what it is you've purchased. That's your business. How would anybody necessarily know? Avam ischar hasirsur, nizvada malokach. Right? But from the reward that's given to the intermediary, you see what the person purchased. In other words, when you've got, let's say, an agent who's out there purchasing for you something.
We don't know that until next week.
In any event, let's say you buy something and you have an agent purchase it for you. You have an agent purchase it for you. And the next thing everybody knows, the agent, right, the agent is driving a Lamborghini, right? So you know, there must have been some heck of a deal, right? Wise guy driving a Lamborghini, like before he was driving, you know, a Volkswagen Beetle in 1972. And now all of a sudden he's driving a Lamborghini, you know, 2016. Must have been a really great deal. So too also, the Torah, how do we know how great the Torah is? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's, what do you call it, rays of glory, yeah, were coming from his face. Rays of glory. So now you see, so then what we got, with the Torah, you know we got something really big. Got recently big, because he's really called not the Lamborghini, but Baruch Hashem, something more than that. Right, the rays of Torah. Al mischar asirusor, nisvada malot elokach. Kacha Torah, ein orim yodea mahi, al mischar shalokach mochshe, mishnemar, umoshe leyoda, ki karen or ponav, bidabro ito. Right? So fine. So through Moshe, now we know we got something that's really unbelievable. Now, even if we're not on Moshe's Madrega, right? And even if we don't even realize what he called everything that we've gotten, but we can see by virtue of the fact that the reward of the intermediary, the agent who brought it for us, etc., was, we got something really good here. Moshe, he brought the Torah down. Okay. Fine. Then he continues. Okay, we'll ignore that. V'yeshlecha mekach shemi shemachro nimkar imo. Now, is there a mekach when you purchase something from somebody, the one you purchased it from becomes part of the deal himself? When you purchase something from somebody, you don't acquire the one who sold you whatever he was selling. Right? He's the seller, you're the buyer, you know. Right, that's it. Finished. No, goodbye. Good luck.
We acquire the object.
We acquire not only the object, we acquire the one who sold it. That's Rabbonu Shalom. Okay. Yesh lecha mekach shemi shemachro nimkar imo. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, machati lechem torasi. I have sold to you my Torah. Kavayochol nimkarti ima. Kavayochol, yeah. I have been sold along with it. Shenamar yikhuli truma. Take me. Right? Yikhuli, take me. Yikhuli truma. Marshal Amela, Shahayul Obas Yechida. What is it comparable to? To a king who had an only daughter. Ba'echad min amlachim v'natwa. Came along, what do you call it, another king, right? She became betrothed to him, and he married her. V'natla. Bikesh leilech lo arzo. After the wedding was over, he requested permission now from the father. I would like to take my new queen, my bride, and go off to my land, where I live. V'lita leishto. Amalo bikesh nasati lecho yechidisi. The daughter that I've given to you is my only one. Leave first v'mene eni yachol. To separate myself from her, I can't. I'm too attached to her. Right? Can I tell you not to take her? And Yochel, I can't say that either. I've given her to you as to be your wife. Do me this favor. Wherever you go, make for me just a little place that I can dwell with you. Wherever you go, whatever state you're in, I just need, you know, a small section for myself so I can be there with you. This is Rabbonu Shalom.
isn't this
Gachina?
The parable, the father-in-law wants to be with his daughter.
Right, yeah, that's it. That's what he calls the father-in-law of the husband. Yeah. Father of the husband. Klal Yisrael is the husband. The Torah, right, is the bride. And the father, what he called, the husband is Klal Yisrael, the bride is what he called, is the Torah, and the father-in-law is what he called the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kavi Yochel, right? He says, Ata Hola Kiton Echar Aseh Li Shadur Etzlechem. Make for me a small room, where I can dwell with you. That's the Mishkan. She'ini Yochel Aniach Es Biti, I can't leave my daughter. Kach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Nasati Lechem Es HaTorah, Lifrosh Mena Eni Yochel, Lomar Lechem Al Titzlua Eni Yochel, to separate myself from it, I can't. Right? To tell you that you can't have it, I gave it to you. Right? El B'chol Mokom Sh'atem Holchim Bayis Echad Asuli Sh'adur B'socho Sh'nemer V'asuli Mikdash V'shalchamti B'socham. Make for me a Mikdash and I will dwell in your midst. Right? That's what he called the Rabbono Shel Olam's request. Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell in your midst. I want to dwell with you. Okay. So take what quote. So now, take a look now at the Sfas Emes. Also, where is it? Sfas Emes. Back to page 2 again. The first paragraph. It says, V'yikhuli. Right, the equally. Bamedrash. The first paragraph in the bottom citation there, okay? It says, the kosher ma the yikhu. What does it mean, the yikhu? The yitnu havalei lomer. It should say, the yitnu.
You say one back on one?
I'm sorry?
One sasemis?
Back to Tafresh Lamed Gimel. That's the second sasemis on page 2.
The first
that
we read.
Right? He said, but not the last paragraph, but the first paragraph. Right, the first paragraph. V'yikuli, b'medrash, etc. Lekach tov nasatechem. V'kosher, ma v'yiku. What does it mean, v'yiku? V'yitnu havaleilom. It should be v'yitnu li, shumo. Right? Ach ki eich yuchol odom bosav adom litin dvar mal Hashem yizbarach. How can a person give anything to Hashem? Like the Pasuk says in Iyovim, Sadakta matiten lo. With all your righteousness, can you give him anything? Rak harotzon ulekichas hanefesh ha'odam l'nesina zo. Rak ha'rotzon ulekichas nefesh ha'odam l'nesina zo. That is what he called the lekichas hanefesh. Again, the way the Maggid, as David mentioned in the beginning, the lekichas is going on, the giving of the object, even though it may not necessarily reach its ultimate destination, that's what counts. The Sfas Emes is saying the lekicha of the rotzon. The taking of your ratzon, we mentioned it before, but I'm saying here the Sfas Emes speaks it out more clearly. The lakicha of your ratzon.
Wasn't that compared to selling yourself?
But you're taking your will, and that's what you're giving to Hashem.
Not you're selling it to him for something.
No, you're not selling it to him. You're giving it to him so he'll sell you something. Right? Right? You take your will, that's the only thing you can give to Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim. Chutz miyir shemayim. We already saw before that even your ratzon is an asina from Hashem. But again, that's that indiscernible point of where God is totally omniscient and yet a person has got bechira.
So what are you selling us, the Torah?
Yes, the Torah. Ach ki eich yuchol adam basav adam liten devar mal Hashem yizbarach baka ratzon lekichas nefesh adam lenesina zo ze ikar hamechuvan. That's the main point. V'hainu dechsiv ki lekach tov shekol hamitzos ha'maisim tovim ha'ikar ha'ratzon la'asosam. The ikar in all of what he called all of the mitzos ha'maisim tovim is a person's ratzon.
All the eker in a person's his
will to do it, his committed will to do it, not fuzzy was a bear type of will, but what he called, but real his commitment, and I want to do it, and he's going to do it, he's doing it.
For being
it for the Shem. Right, to do the Torah mitzvos, my Sodom. She is Orer. Through that Ratzon, so the mitzvah rises up to the Rabbon Shalom. Ki vada Hashem Yisbarach asa liyos eilu mitzvahs tluyim b'mayis adam. Of course, Hashem made the mitzvahs dependent upon the physical act. You got to do it. It's not enough to say, you know, I got good intentions. Good intention is not that. It's the ratzon to do it. It's a ratzon which is so strong that it comes to fruition. It translates into action. But the ratzon is the ikar. But it has to translate into action. It can't be an amorphous type of ratzon, a sort of, you know, half gelled, you know, cream puff type of ratzon, which never comes to fruition. I want to. It's got to come to fruition. This is similar to what the Nefesh HaChaim speaks about, the idea that the minute a Jew decides, again, not just, you know, fuzzy-wuzzy type of decision, but real commitment to do it. He's going to do it. So then in Or Makif, right, the light, what do you call it, the infinite light, right, from above comes down and surrounds him as he fills himself with doing that mitzvah. And then afterwards, that Or Makif goes back upstairs, as it were, and that's where his mitzvah always remains intact. It was like a ki'ilu. It was like he's surrounded in a bubble of this infinite light as he does the mitzvah, and that's what goes upstairs and becomes his reward afterwards. Because here he can't experience that reward. And through that. Through the ratzon, through the complete commitment, the ratzon record rise up to Hashem Yisbarach. Ki vadai Hashem Yisbarach asa lios elu mitzvahs tluyim b'mayis adam. For sure, Hashem made the mitzvahs dependent upon the act of man. She is orer al yedei ma'aseh zu ad Hashem Yisbarach mamash. That through this mitzvah, it rises up right to Hashem Himself. Again, what?
Through the mitzvah
of parshas tumah. Look, through any mitzvah. Again, once again, he's dealing with the first pasuk. Va'asru mikdash v'shachanti mitzvah yichli tumah. I'm sorry, yichli tumah. Take to be a tumah. In other words, the Mishkan, the dwelling place for Hashem, etc., the creation of the Mishkan, this is becoming a symbol of a person's yachas to what he calls to Hashem, to Torah mitzvahs b'chlal. Kivada Hashem Yisbarach Asa Lios Eilu Amitzvah Sulu B'Maisa Adam Shis Ora Adi Amaisa Zeh Ad Hashem Yisbarach Mamash Avala Adam Tzarech Leida Ki Rachok Mi Amitzvah Me'od. A person's got to know that really, right, I'm very far away from the mitzvah. Right? I'm very far away to be able to do, like we said before, the Nefesh HaChaim says, in order to really do the mitzvah, it has to be done within the atmosphere of this Or Makif, etc. But that what causes this eternal light to come down is the Ratzon. That's the key.
How can we say we're far away when we're doing it?
To be able to do a really a mitzvah from someplace else.
Mitzvah
beyond this world. What?
Gemara. Total mitzvah.
Bichlal, again, what do you call it? The physical act is here, but. Mitzvah, the Shlosh says for others. Others say, what do you call it? The Lashon of mitzvah is tzavta. Through the mitzvah, you're with Hashem. So to do the physical act, you could do it over here. To be with Hashem through the mitzvah requires Hashem's involvement as well. Right? It requires Hashem's involvement as well. I mean, we're very earthy. Right? We're very earthy, etc. How do I do something that puts me together, but tzavta, together, mitzvah, tzavta, to be together, like a tzevet, like a team, attached with Hashem? Right?
You just said any mitzvah, a person is raised up onto Hashem.
I stand, but say that, what do you call it? This is not a given. This is not like, oh, yeah, sure. Where do we know it from? He tells us that's how it works. Right? What do you mean it's not a given? What do you call it? Yesterday, what do you call it? I got road rage, okay? After I got over with road rage, I came home and I was in a real bear of a mood. I walked into the house like a china in a bull shop, okay? After that was over with, I went to what he called to the base medrash, and I talked to Rabbi Batalim and what he called in the base medrash, right? And I was looking at some guy who was learning over there, and I said he's a faker, and maybe he should skip a couple of stairs on the way down the staircase, right? Go on. Yeah, okay. I hate to to show how capable right person could be of bad mitos, but what he called, but et cetera, but okay, right? Are we familiar with this scenario? So now I come along and I'm gonna do a mitzvah. I'm gonna put on my talis now. I'm gonna put on my talis, right? And that's going to connect me to Hashem.
I'm going to say the bracha with kavanah.
Right. So at first glance, if you tell me after describing all of this, the guy's going to put on his talis now, and he's going to say, okay, I'm not going to be connected to Hashem, right? Because I'm through the midst of a talis right now. I'd say, guess again, bonzo. Right? Like, how are you going to connect to Hashem? What are you going to wrap the tzitzis around your neck? What are you going to hang yourself from a yard arm? Right, Paul, you'll be connected to Hashem now as you float gently, upward, right? Maybe... Oh yeah, well, it's an incredible matana that we can connect Hashem through mitzvos. How did it happen? But if I get my ratzon together, right? By the bitul atzmuso el kedushas hamitzvah lizbonin bezchiyazu. Right, like you said before, from the Orchat Tzadikim. I look at the mitzvah, I said, what an incredible merit Hashem has given me the opportunity to tie myself to eternity. Right? I'm tied to eternity. What is schus? Again, we pushy don't think like this. Of course we don't think like this. Right? But I got in front of me, two options. I can either remain, tied to, like, all the high points, right, of this, of this world, which are here today and gone to tomorrow. Right? How many times can I live in the replay of Johnny Unitas throwing what he called a 70-yard pass, etc., or what he called, or Jerry West thinking what he called a tiebreaker, whatever it is, or sending a game to overtime from midcourt or something like that. How many times can I live with that? Rico, watch it again. And instead, because Rico gives me opportunity, is it worth to be attached to what we call to eternity? So like you said before, you got to think about what a schus it is. That Hashem, you said it when you called the Zohar Tzadikim. What a schus, b'schiyazu. Asher di ma'isav magia tikunim mekol olamos ad Hashem yisbarach mamish. I'm doing things I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm correcting things. I'm fixing things. I'm misacking things. All the supernal worlds are running based upon me. That's the way a person works. This is again, we're not going to go into the Malbim, right? Because that's all the whole story into itself. But that's the whole Malbim's description of the Mishkan. The whole Malbim's description of the Mishkan is that it's like a person, Kaviyachol. The Kodesh Kodashim is like the cranium, right, with different aspects of the brain. He's got the cerebellum in there, he's got the cerebrum in there, he's got the brainstem in there, he's got a whole 9 yards in there, when he called it, the way he discusses the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Kodesh is the, what he calls the thoracic section, what he calls, it's got the lungs, it's got the heart, it's got, again, he's got a whole shmuz. And the Chatzer with the Mizbeach Hazav is, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is the gastrointestinal tract, etc. So, And this is symbolically all the Jewish people uniting in this avoda connects them to the Moshe, and this is done with every mitzvah. That's incredible schus.
And with every part of the body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got the ribs there, he's got everything, I don't know, he's got... V'tzorech adam limsor nafsho ma'odu b'chol mitzvah kavona hanav. Like, there's a mitzvah, ma mitzvah yoser ad Hashem yisbarach. The mitzvah this way rises up, right, to the Moshe. It doesn't remain just here on terra firma, but it rises up, because when a person gives his ratzon and he recognizes what a schus it is, and I want to be attached, right, by doing this mitzvah, I want to be with Savta. V'zeh shekos of yikhuli tshumo. V'chol davar ha'ikar ha'haschola. In everything, the most important thing is the way you start off. Okay? And it's the ratzon. That's what you got to start off with, the ratzon. Haschola v'ratzon. V'achar kach Hashem yizbarach mesayeya. And then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is where it aids you. If you give your ratzon, then Hashem aids you that the mitzvah should accomplish what it's meant to accomplish. This is in Tehillim. Nun Zayin Gimel. We're real, we're just see for a second. Tehillim Nun Zayin Gimel. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is a Perek in Tehillim, Nun Zayin Gimel, which is written by David. Written by David.
Nun Zayin.
Nun Zayin.
Nun.
Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin Gimel. Right? This is what he called. This is Perek in Tehillim written by David when he's fleeing from Shaul. He's fleeing from Shaul. He's hiding in the cave. This is the time when he hid in the cave. And there's several Pirkei Tehillim that are associated with this. This one is one of them. Okay. He says in this perek, Ekra, right? Lelokim Elyon Lekel Gomer Alai. I call out to Elokim Elyon, the one above. La Kael Gomer Alai, to Kael, who is Gomer Alai, who finishes upon me. Gomer Alai, when he finishes upon me. So the Mefarshim here say his chesed is complete upon me. In other words, he's being mischasid with me. He's going to save me from this. Yishlach mi shamayim v'yosheini cheref shoafi sela. He sends from heaven aid v'yosheini, saves me. Cheref shoafi sela, against those who there were who would want to swallow me up forever. Yishlach Elokim chasdo v'amito. Hashem sela yishlach, we call it Elokim, right? Chasdo v'amito. And Hashem sends to me his chesed and his emes. Okay, so this is a pasuk tupsukim in this perek in Tehillim, where David's saying it in the context of his being in the cave where Shaul was trying to kill him and he's hiding there.
That's what
the parak is talking about.
And that's also him when he sees his sitzes and doesn't cut him off. That's the same cave.
He cut off one of his sitzes. That's the same cave. Same cave. Okay.
You know where that cave is.
What?
You know where that cave is.
Okay. V'achakach Hashem Yisborach Misayeh Shiyuchol Adam Lasos Mitzvah Gam Befol V'zeu Sh'amar Lekel Gomer Alai. See how he's using the pasuk. He's not the first one to use like this. The Kael Gomer Alai, and you got to do your best, and Hashem finishes. You got to do right everything that's within your capacity, and Hashem makes sure that what you did, as you did whatever to the best of your capacity, Hashem completes it for you. Kael Gomer Alai, in the sense of Hashem, the fits into the words very well. Kael Gomer Alai, he finishes it upon me. Right? He's there, ready. We call. I give him whatever I can give him. I can't do more. Right? And he's Gomer Alai. He finishes it for me. So that's what the Sfas Emes is saying. He's saying that the Ratzon is the Iker of the person. Again, not wishy-washy Ratzon. The Ratzon, I want to do it, right? That's the most you can do. And now I do this act over here. Do I know everything that's attached to this act? Do I understand all the depth of this act? I'm trying, but can I possibly do something that reaches, in Sadak Gamati, something that reaches your Baruch Shalom? Don't worry. He'll make sure it gets there. Lekel Gomer Alai. V'zeu she'amar nimkar imo l'sayeya kefi rotzon ha'odam. Says the Sfas Emes, that's the problem, the last part of the Medrash. When the Medrash said, I can't leave, right? Right? I can't leave. So it's not just what he called, so what is he going to do there? What is he going to do there?
We're in the cave?
No, no. Going back to the Medrash. The Medrash where the king who's given his daughter over to be wedded. And he says, wherever you go, please build a room for me that I can be there. It's not just there to be there, right? What he calls, I can sit there, what he calls, because Hashem doesn't need anything. It's there to continue my giving to you. Make the room with you, when you take the Torah, make the room there for me to be there always. Don't forget me. Because I'll be there, why? To help you. I'll be there to help you, to counsel you in your marriage, as it were, yeah? To counsel you in your marriage, to aid you, what do you call it, in your successful, your union, etc. Make sure you don't leave me out of it. You hear? Make sure you don't leave me out of it. Let me come with you, and I'll be there to help you. Lekel Gomer Alai.
But I thought the Mishkan was a kapora for the golden calf.
First of all, record, regardless of the record of the whether the Mishkan is what he called is a kapora for the golden calf, the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash or Shachanti B'socham, that Hashem should dwell in our midst. That's a mitzvah no matter what. That's mental matter what? According to many of them, Farshim, maybe even most, yeah, the tzivui of the Mishkan already started before the, what he called the golden calf. The way that it was implemented was different as a result of the sin of the golden calf. That's the way the Malbim explains why it is. He explains the Chazal, where there appears to be a difference of opinion, right, between Moshe and Bezalel, right? Moshe wanted to build the Kalim first, right? And Bezalel, what he called, when Bezalel came to do it, he says, I'm gonna do the building first. The building first, because first you need a building to put the Kalim, etc. So the Malbim, again, he addresses it in backhanded fashion, what he called, he says that really the Tzivui beforehand was gonna be the Kalim, because the most important of the Kalim was the Aron. And had, what he called, because the Tzivui was given before the golden calf. And then there was no other Aron to put the Luchos into. There was no law of so you need a place to bring the Luchos down, you bring the Ten Commandments down, you gotta put them someplace. So let's build what he called the Kalim first. That's what Moshe was originally, where he said it over. But after the Chet HaEgel, so anyway, it wasn't gonna go into the Luchos, the broken Luchos, didn't go into what into the Aron. Right, it didn't go to the Aron, which eventually was in the Kodesh Kodashim. It went into a wooden Aron that Moshe had, and they had to go back up, and it wasn't even a while before he was going to bring it back down again, etc. It came down on Yom Kippur. And then also they went into that wooden Aron. So therefore, Bezalel says afterwards, okay, we're going to build it like a normal building. First you build a building, and then what it called, whatever. Okay. All I'm just saying is that there was a tzivui beforehand. There was a tzivui beforehand. Yeah, okay. But the idea is in general is it's not even without the Mishkan. The Mishkan is symbolic of it, but the idea being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, when you do the Torah, right, don't let the Torah become perfunctory to you. Take me with you. Don't let because the Iker and your Kiyum of Torah and Mitzvahs are not the perfunctory actions. You have to do them within the context of knowing that you're connecting to the Rabbonu Shalom, and all you can do there really is have the Ratzon, you want to give your Ratzon to Hashem. You're going to do the Mitzvahs because you want to give your Ratzon to Hashem. Then the act no longer becomes Mitzvah HaNashim Milumada. It doesn't become just a perfunctory act of dry wood. It becomes an act of expression of your will to what we call to connect to Him. And then he'll finish it for you.
Is that Mishkan, that's symbolic of the Mishkan?
The Mishkan is a dwelling place. What he called Bilvavi, what he called like the Rav Huttner's song, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, right? Ladak Vodo. The Iker Mishkan for us is to build a Mishkan in your heart. Okay? To build a Mishkan in your heart. To build a dwelling place for Hashem in your heart. So that when you're doing the actions, right? When you're doing the actions that don't become detached from what he called from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't let mitzvahs, like I said, become mitzvahs anashim milumada, perfunctory acts. We want to give our ratzon to Hashem. Yeah? So now it says, that's the part the pasuk means, l'kel gomer alai, that Hashem finishes it for me. Now, I want to say something that's a little bit more homiletical here, but I don't think it's so homiletical. Yeah.
What
does homiletical mean? Like drushy. Okay. Yeah. The this pasuk, Lakel Gomer Alai. Right. In the context of the parak over here, right? Right. It's talking about David is being besieged by Shaul. Shaul's trying to kill him. Lakel Gomer Alai, in the context of the Pesukim, it's not talking about my finishing mitzvahs, right? L'chora. It's talking about Lakel Gomer, he's gonna shoot, like in the Mefarshim say, Hashem is gonna continue giving me chesed, etc. Right? Even though finishing the mitzvahs is a chesed, but okay, fine, but it's a stretch. I dare say, if you think about it, Shaul, when he ran after and killed David, it's because Shaul was besieged, right, by a Ruach Elohim Ra'ah, melancholy, right? He was stricken with that. It was a punishment.
It was a punishment because
he didn't listen to Shmuel. Like, that, okay, we're not learning all Sefer Shmuel now. But because he didn't listen to Shmuel, and the Malchus was torn from him, he was stricken with melancholy.
That's Shaul.
That melancholy, as it were, drove him to suspect, right, to want to destroy David, to see David as right, almost we can describe it as paranoia. We can describe it as paranoia. The depression, as it were, that enveloped him, drove him to want to destroy David. I dare say that recall that the pshat, that the Sfasemis is saying over here, is that if I remember that it's not up to me, right, I have to give my ratzon to Hashem, and even though I've got all sorts of things that are running after me, all sorts of doubts in myself, all sorts of anxieties and depressions and lack of self-esteem and all these things. I can't do it. The Sfas Emes, right? Just give your ruts on. You want to do it. You don't have to finish it. You have to want to do it. You want to do it. You attach yourself to the action with that wanting. Lakel gomer halai. Hashem will take care of it. Right? He will take care of it. He will, as it were, right? Even if I, it's beyond me. Again, you have to try and put as much as you can in. But it's not really cool, but it's not up to you to make it in such a way where it'll, because a person can never finish. Again, you gotta try. But a person can never finish. Hashem will finish. The ratzon and the knowledge that Hashem is there for me, and the ratzon that I want to give my will to Him, that's the ikar nekuda, that's the ikar point. You'll notice I've become better in my old age. You've noticed.
Good control.
Right? Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's nice to get a little. nice to get a little reassurance every once in a while. Okay, so fine. So now let's just take a look. Okay. Let's just do one more thing here because I think you'll find this useful. Find this useful as well.
So, can I interrupt one question?
Mm-hmm.
So, the Sfasem, what is going on? It's going on the building of the Mishkan?
It's going on the Yikhuli. The Yikhuli. In other words,
we're putting out the effort.
Why did it say the Yikhu and not the Yitnu? Why did it say the Yikhu and not the Yitnu? Because the Iker Nesina, the Iker giving to Hashem, is lakicha, the taking of your ratzon. You have to remove your ratzon from its attachment to whatever it's attached to in this world. Each person according to whatever he's into, right? You have to take that, and that's what you give to Hashem. And then in turn, once you do that, then the sky's the limit, and there is no limit. Because the lakel gomer alai, because Hashem will finish it. He'll finish it. And along the way, attaching that, you'll find that you have both Tesef and Zahav. You find you have both Sod of the Kerem. You'll find that not only have you done the mitzvah, but Hashem came along, with the mitzvah. Hashem came along with the Torah. Hashem is with us. And remember that Hashem is with us all this time, then that gives us further strength. And that's just do the last Sfasemis on page 1. It says, "V'medrash v'yikhulim who d'chsiv ki lekach tov nasat elchem Torah si al tazov yesh bo kesef yesh bo zav min asar." So it brings on the old medrash, etc. Like ki Torah nitna, the second line there, ki Torah nitna yisrael kefi achanas kabbalosim, the degree to which they prepare themselves, again, once again, the giving, the taking of my ratzon, and giving it to Hashem, that's what he called, to that degree, we receive everything, we receive Torah, Bechlau. V'zei inyan Torah shabal peh, ki hakol yesh b'Torah, rak l'cho adam nitan kefi ritzono be'emes. Everything is in Torah. You'll get as much as you want. Your connection will be as much as you want. V'tzarech l'zei emunah. A person needs emunah. Leida Borur, Kikol Madregos, or Kedushas, a Torah, Gavol, Meal, Gavol, Hakol, Toli, Berotzav, Nachon, Sodom. A person needs a moon in this. Because at first glance, I can't connect to this. I'm a simple person. I may be even what you call less than simple. Right? Maybe what you call also very complicated with all sorts of, you know, difficult mitos and crazy nurture and nature and all this other stuff. Like, I can't. You need a muna. You need to believe it. In other words, even though at first glance you say, I can never do this. I can never be connected. I can never be lofty. I can never be connected to the Creator. I can never. I'm a regular Joe. Right? A regular Joe. If you have a muna, then you, what you call it, then you got it. Keep Batach Vashem Vasei Tov, a pasuk in Tilim, Lamed Zayin Gimel. Place your trust in Hashem and do good. I am Bezor HaKadosh, Ikar Bitochen Ulios, Muftach Ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. The Ikar Bitochen a person has to have is to know that his mitzvahs are meaningful, right? That he can be Matzliach and Avodas Hashem. He has to believe, has to trust in Hashem, that he has the capacity, right, to connect to Hashem. That's the Ikar Bitachon. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Yazor, because Hashem will help him. Once again, if you give your Ratzon, Hashem is there. He's Kel Gomer HaKel, Kel Gomer HaLai. He'll help you. He'll finish it. Ki Cheinu, Shchon Ba'aretz, or Eya Muna. Dwell, the Pasuk, next Pasuk there, in Tilim, Lama Zayin Gimel. Yes, Shchon Ba'aretz, dwell in the earth, Re'ei Emunah, and pasture in Emunah. What does that mean? Perish, ki mikodem tzarech lios Emunah lahamin ki chiyos akol meshem yisbarach. Dwell on the earth, right? First of all, realize that everything is from Hashem. That's the first stage, right? The first stage is dwell on the earth and realize that everything is from the Rabbono Shalom. Everything is from the Rabbono Shalom. And not only that, once you realize that everything that happens is from the Rabbono Shalom, then you'll be able, as it were, now the Ikar Emunah is to have trust, have bitachon on Hashem, that your mitzvahs can actually be successful, even though you might think of yourself as shlak. Because Hashem is gober alai. Hashem will save you from all the redif of all of your lack of self-concept and all of your, we call it, anxieties. Hashem can save you from it. Not that they're not there, they're there. But you can, but Hashem can save you. Hashem, gomer alai, my mitzvahs, I can do my mitzvahs, I can do them. Ukefi biru emuna b'leva adam, inasa be'emes. The more that you're maming, the more that it becomes fulfilled. Umezgala chiyus apnimio shibachol davar. And the result is, the more that you believe that you can do it, first you have to believe that everything in the world is from the Rabbono Shalom. Then you have to believe that the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do, and you can do them and they can reach Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is going to help you. Once you do that, then before you becomes revealed the light, the pnimius, the inside of everything. You look at things differently. Right? Instead of looking at, you know, when the person says to you the word that, what do you call it, that annoys you, or they make the comment that bugs you out of gazoo, you'll begin to see, it'll become easier to see. I'm not saying it's not going to be a freebie because we're not angels, right? But it'll be easier to see instead of seeing, this person is blocking me from a happy life. This person is blocking me from, what do you call it, from success. This person is blocking, instead you'll see, oh, this is Hashem tapping me on the shoulder and saying, I'm going to put before you a nisayon. Are you interested in growing from this, right? And looking at it the right way and realizing this is a dynamic moment of avodas Hashem and not, right? And not that this guy is really bugging the gazoo out of me. Let me drop him off the end of the proverbial pier in Montauk, right? You have to, as it were, pasture in emuna, because there is emes in an emuna. The emes, right? The emes, umash enigle umafurash. Emes is what's openly revealed. Bechinas aspaklaria de nahara, like what we call clear. Vaidei emuna zochin is galus bechinas emes. The more that a person believes, right, you first got to believe that everything in the world, he's got to wake up in the morning and realize everything in the world is from the Rabbono Shalom. And then, right, hopefully he has the belief then that even the mitzvahs that he does, even though he sees them, he might see himself as shlak, right, he knows that it's not true because Hashem is gomer alai, Hashem will help me complete it. The more that a person is in touch with these two levels of bitachon and emunah, things become more revealed to him. It becomes clear how to look at the world. It becomes clear how to look at events. It becomes clear how to look at objects. It becomes clear how to look at relationships. He sees the emes. Emes is clear. Emunah is trust when it's dark. Emes, yeah, is when it's bright and shining. Right? Lahagid baboker chazdecha, we say emes v'yatsiv. It's all standing firm. And at night, emes v'emunah, when it's dark. When it's dark. And then once you see the emes, which is part of the upshot of your living be'emuna, then the emes itself becomes a support for further emuna. The emes, the emuna gives the person the clarity, and the clarity in turn gives them the capacity to be more. Like an endless cycle. It's like the battery in the alternator. Receive utterly mikdash v'shachanti b'sukham perish mikdash Hashem prishav avdol Hashem izbach kadosh v'nivdom hakol v'shachanti, right, who is galus, etc. Is galus kvodi izbach. Okay, fine. Right? Okay, so what do we talk about? We talk about the idea of that if a person lives be'emunah, He gets sparks of emes to see, and then the sparks of emes, right? Always in the insight that a person sometimes feels. You know how sometimes you struggle with something, now I see it. Look, you see something coming, comes clear to you, and that clarity in turn becomes a further support to further emuna. Back and forth, back and forth. So now, God, don't have the last paragraph there on the page. It says just the last word just before it, but it says King Gamba Shabbos Nikra Seudasa de Memnusa on Shabbos. Shabbos is the feast of what you call of Emunah. The feast of Emunah. Perish Adoni Avi Skeni more of his Zatzal. She knows in Sad Le Emunah. The clarity that a person achieves on Shabbos, when a person tries to do the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the joy of Shabbos. Remember we talked about before. There's both joy, right, and there's meat and potatoes. Right? There's the Sadeh, there's the Kerem. Remember the Sadeh and the Kerem. The Sadeh and the Kerem. Or sometimes what he called, the Kesef and the Zav. The desire to do what's right and what he called, and then to receive what he called, yes, this is what I want. So on Shabbos, it's called Saduse Menusu Perish Adoni Skeni Mori Ravi Zatzal. She knows in Sadle Emunah. Sadle Emunah. It is the support of Emunah when a person is at work. Shabbos here, things are nicer. Things are clear. Like, of course, we get into an argument on Shabbos also, but we got to try and avoid that. I have to avoid that at all costs. We have to bathe in the glory of Shabbos. The bathing in the glory of the Shabbos should be a support for our Emunah. It should be a support for our Emunah. The Emunah is what we need during the week, right? Especially when things are not so clear. But it's not a question. It's what you call, you should take advantage of the clarity of Shabbos, right? To what you call, to be a further support for your Emunah in the upcoming week, right? He also mentions the idea here as well, or I'll just paraphrase it. He mentions that we're in Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh in which the Emunah of Klal Yisrael, as it were, was fulfilled. When Mordechai got them to get their act together, their emunah in Hashem, their calling out to Hashem was fulfilled. We were saved from Haman. So Adar is, he said, is like the little room Sha'adur, as I'll dwell with you. Adar is the room, right? Is the support. What we see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in Adar. So from there we generate a chizuk to be being mommy more. Right? As we relate to what other speaks to us, it speaks to us about Purim. It speaks to us about when we enjoy that, when we revel in that, when we're excited by that, it should be a support for further Emunah in the rest of our lives. And we'll close with this last thing. He just said here of Shabbos is a time of clarity. Use Shabbos, as it were, use Shabbos to record, to give you the capacity to be mamin more during the week. when the clarity is there on Shabbos, don't say, okay, Shabbos is gone, now we're gone, now I don't feel it anymore, so I guess it was never real. No, dummy, right? It's not that Lehevrech, what do you call it? From the clarity that you're there, that's meant to give you the capacity to be momming more. But Shabbos has two qualities to it as well. It's not just recall, it's not just the fact that the joy of Shabbos, the glory of Shabbos, gives the person the capacity, as it were, yeah? Right, the capacity to be further momming on Shabbos. But also, if you look on page 2, and this will close, yeah? In the second paragraph down the top, the Sefer Torah Reish Lamed Beis, you see it's bolded. V'chein b'Shabbos Kodesh, hu birchas yemei ha-shavua, k'mo shekosu v'yivarech v'yekadesh, ki b'Shabbos mi'idin b'nei Yisrael sh'akol chiyus Hashem Yisbarach, v'yidei zeh nimshach mi'moko ha-chayim bracha al kol ha-shavua. Al kol ha-shavua. Right? In other words, he says that on Shabbos is the bracha, birchas yemei ha-shavua. Birchas yemei ha-shavua. What does that mean? When a person takes a fruit, right? So the Gemara tells us in Ketzim Avarchim, before you make the bracha, it's not yours. If you eat it without making the bracha, and to a lesser degree if you didn't think about the bracha, let's not get too violent here, right? But you don't make a bracha, you're stealing. You're stealing hektish. Because the point of the fruit, the point of the food, was that you should make the bracha, that you should recognize that it's from Hashem. That was the point. So now, just like an act, you've made the bracha, it's yours. Bakasha. Enjoy it. So he says, Shabbos is like the bracha of the Yemei HaShavua. Shabbos is the matir to the rest of the week. Shabbos is what gives the person the capacity to look at the rest of the week differently. It's like the bracha. Shabbos Kodesh hu birchas Yemei HaShavua, k'mo shekosu v'yivarech v'yekadesh. Ki b'Shabbos mi'idim b'nei Yisrael shakol chiyus Hashem Yisbarach. Since we focus on Shabbos, on testifying the fact that Hashem is the creator, and Hashem is the one who runs the universe, and Hashem is what he calls the source of everything, etc., that becomes our bracha to be able to partake from the week. Like they said, nimshach mi'mekor chayim bracha kol shavua. Then you're entitled to take from the week if you... So now, the Shasem has told us two different things about Shabbos. In the previous Vasemes, right, on the one on page 1, the one we record from Tafrei Shlomit Aleph, he told us that as we bask in the enjoyment of Shabbos, enjoying the Shabbos, so that gives us the capacity to believe, more, right, to further support. Right? Further support for what we do. There's the enjoyment of Shabbos. Just like you said before, when you experience the MS, that gives you a greater capacity to reinvigorate your emunah afterwards. But that was enjoying the Shabbos. Mitzad Sheni, here in this last time, he's talking about how do you actively enjoy that Shabbos? You plug into those ideas. Of emunah. Of recognizing that Hashem is the source of everything, and that in turn is matir the rest of the week. So Shabbos has to be, as you enjoy it, the sense of enjoyment, of what do you call it, of look how beautiful it is to be connected to Hashem, right? Is like you like the Zahav, right? The Zahav. It's like the gold. Here I am, I'm sitting, I'm bathing in the gold. Right? And that should be a further strength, yeah, for me. It reminds me, what do you call it? I'll have proper kesef, I'll have proper goals, and when I'm kosef, what I'm yearning for during the week, I'll have keep my head screwed on straight. But also, in addition, he says on Shabbos, it shouldn't just be passive, it should also be active to try and deepen, right? To try and connect more, not just the enjoyment should remind me to also be momming more and more, but I should make it into the Shabbos should be like a bracha, just like a bracha is matir the food, just like plumbing the depths, yeah, to work in emunah, to work in connection to Hashem, to work in Torah Hashem, etc. On Shabbos, that also connects me, right? That becomes the matir of the whole week. That gives me the capacity to relate to the week differently. Now I can, as it were, my head screwed on straight when I go into the week. So both things, right? Both things. Both the enjoyment of Shabbos and the avodas Hashem on Shabbos. Both the tanug of Shabbos and the deepening of oneself through Torah, through mitzvahs, etc., on Shabbos. Both of those, as it were, make the week into a different experience. So that's what he calls. I think we can be saved from all of our yitzrei hara, right, including our yitzrei hara where we think that we're chopped liver, and the relationship between emes and emuna. The more you're mamin, then you're zocha to emes, and then once you're zocha to emes, that's a further inspiration to searching more deeply for emuna. And v'shachanti b'socham, we have to remember that Hashem is kel gomer alai. He'll finish. We gotta want. He'll finish the job for us. We gotta want to connect him, and we have to believe that we would call it that he'll finish the job for us, and he'll save us from what he called from all of our, not just from the our external enemies. Our external enemies are halbitzar, what we call our internal enemies are the biggest problem, right? All our anxieties and our melancholies and all that stuff that we need to be saved. We have to remember that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is kel gomer alai. He's gonna help us. We just have to be lokeach ha'rotzon. Give it to him. Okay.